what was the basis of all these lawsuits?
Discrimination and hiring practices. See, at that time, all utilities, the gas, didn't have no Chicanos. Edison didn't have no Chicanos. Gas company didn't have no Chicanos. The police department didn't have any officers that were Chicanos. And the university also, we filed a suit against them. Mm-hmm. Because of kind of their hiring practices. And also, remember the pirate fund used to be up there? We used to make wash basins and all of that?
Yeah.
We filed a suit against them too. See, the school district, we filed one against them too. On kind of their hiring practices. So, because all of this was taken as an umbrella. If we're going to file, let's file against all of them. Because they're all doing the same thing. They're discriminating in the hiring practices. Mm-hmm. You could go down there to the yard where the workers are at. You would go in there, you see all of them, nothing but laborers. No foremen. Nobody up there. Mm-hmm. And I wish to talk to the guy. He said, well, you know, at that time, who was it? Wheeler. He said, he comes over to talk to you. Yeah, but how many of you guys are foremen? You tell me how many Chicanos are foremen, sir. Well, tell me how many? None, okay. You many times just because you come over and bullshit you, you believe what you tell me. But there's no foremen. And about 1 or 2 years later, foremen stuff popping up in that area. Telephone company had more Chicanos, more were hired. Edison had more Chicanos were hired. Telephone company had more Chicanos were hired. See, we opened all these doors for these guys. Of kind of their hiring practice. It wasn't just here locally, it was all over. Mm-hmm. But here, you see Edison, how many Chicanos are there? I didn't see any. Gas company, telephone. Yeah. You don't have a Chicanos there. Eh? Police department. Hmm. I think when Carlos, I don't know if you remember Carlos Herrera. Mm-hmm. You see, we got him that lieutenant stripes. The lieutenant by him. He was right at the time when we had filed a lawsuit against the police department because it wasn't just a kind of impact. Also, they were abusing the civil rights of the Chicanos on the north side. Mm-hmm. We had the feds come in here, Justice Department.
Really? When was this?
Oh, it must have been right about, well, it's been over probably 20 years now. Mm-hmm. Because they were abusing the civil rights of the Chicanos. We had the Fed here, we had the FBI here checking them. You know, they never told us, but we had the grapevine that 6 cops were fired and the chief retired. Yeah. You know, and to me, this is the things that are still going on. You know, the Chicanos that over here are being also, again, the same one that had a meeting with one of the Chicanos, what's his name? Because he was here when I filed, even the chief was here when we filed a lawsuit against him. Nelson was only a troll, yeah. Just a regular cop.
So it was Brickley that you fired?
No, it was another one. It was Rafe. Rafe was the chief at that time, see? Because they were running into the Chicanos and the cop running with a car to the Chicano and shattered my kid's knee. Just ran into him with a car. So this one went in the civil rights at the Justice Department. And to me, that's why, you know, to me, the council at one time, there was 3 of us involved in it. It was Augie Medina, Clark Collins, which was black, and me. We were the 3 top ones that we were trained to. They told us, you do what you have to do. The committee said, we'll back you. Okay, so we took over and did all of this. So the one that, if you want dates and all of this, the one that can give you all these dates is Augie Medina. He has all the paperwork.
Do you know how to get a hold of him?
I don't know, because I see him once in a while, but I don't know where the heck is that. His son has a dance group.
Yes.
I think they still go to the community center. So he's the one that basically did all the writing, all the paperwork and everything. He would have all the dates and everything that we did when we fought against the city and all of this thing. So, you know, all of this stuff, like saying that a lot of people are aware of it because we have never publicized it. But all of you, they even, one day, the, I think it was the gas company invited us over for dinner. My wife went, some other friends of ours went. They fed us and everything. And I guess they thought they bought us off. And when we started into those guys there, my wife went and crawled under the table. And my brother-in-law at that time, he wanted to crawl on the table too, because, you know, to me, we were there to, but like I says, I want your job. You know, just because they were there and they fed us, they're going to buy us? No way. I don't know how many of those fed us and everything, but, you know, we got a free meal. A lot of those organizations hired Chicanos in there. Like, I think when Edison, when we first had a meeting, they hired a Chicano before we met them. And we talked, and he says, just because I'm here, he says, are you with them or are you with us? He says, I'm for the cause. Okay. So, you know, to me, being there at the right time, at the right place, put him up. Kind of the pressure we put on the utilities.
Yeah.
And all of them went straight down the line. All of them went straight down the line. Yeah. All of them started hiring them. Mm-hmm. All the Chicanos, you see a lot of Chicanos in here now. Mm-hmm. Telephone company, a lot of them.
Yeah, this was in the late 60s or early 70s. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Aggie has all these, exactly when everything was filed. He kept all the records.
Let's talk a little bit about the Menudo group. Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit about it.
Well, the Menudo first time they, you know, they started meeting. They were starting meeting at the Legion Post 650. I don't know if it's true or not. They ran them out of there. There were 2 mil at the. And then we start meeting there. I think it was the Impact. I think we start meeting there. Then from there we went to the school district, you know, where they have the meetings.
Mm-hmm. Board,
yeah. Which surprised us that they gave us the room. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday, we used to have a meeting where we had to depend. Whatever issues were at the time, that's where we met. Mm-hmm. Even Jerry Lewis used to go over and have been with us.
Yeah.
So that's before he came, what was it, Congressman?
Congressman, right? Yeah.
Well, he used to come and visit us then. Mm-hmm. And see what was going on. Because we used to have them, another group was involved in everything that pertained to the Chicano north side of town. Which, you know, included, you know, like the hospital. We had meetings with them over there because, see, I was put in the corporate body of a community hospital. You go at that time, you go over there, all the ones that laborers were Chicanos, there was nobody, there was bosses in there. It's still the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We started raising hell with them too, saying, but he says, hey, you want the North Side to support you? There's no way we can support you. Because, you know, they get federal funds and stuff like this too, Sam. He says, no way we can support you. At that time, they didn't have that many Chicanos on board, even as gatherers and stuff like this. So they did hire some, but not at the level where, you know, policymakers and stuff are done like this. So to me, I used to raise hell with them over there too when I used to go to the movies. So, you know, to me, I was there to do something for the Chicanito, for my grandkids. When they get older, they have somewhere to go. Yeah. This was only this. That's why the Menudo group was quite known. See, when we filed our lawsuits through the LULAC and the Menudo group, guys from Purdue came down to us and talked to us how we did it. You know, because a lot of them had never done it. Locally, but all the community had the same problem. We even had meetings in Corona of how we did what we did. Because everything was done exactly by the law. We used the law to beat with it. They say you can't beat City Hall, we beat City Hall. And you can't say we beat City Hall. Everything that we did, we won. We didn't lose. Even the kids over here, when some of the kids were bought off because they were, you know, they settled before the lawsuit was finalized. But some of those cops were, you know, they never told us, but we heard a lot of cops, some of them were fired and the chief had to retire. And one day I was talking to one of the explorers, And he says, they never tell us that. Of course they wouldn't tell you that. And to me, what's happening now, because I went up and went with Sergeant Arias. See, I had a meeting with him. I told him, hey, Arias, what's going on? You're over here, these cops are over here harassing the kids. He says, are you going back to what you did at that time? Do you want us to go after you again? Because, you know, to me, they were violating the civil rights again. He says, now, do you want me to, you know, go back the way it was? Or do you want to? But they abolished that, that the cops were, that the, we used to call them the Raiders, you know, the one with the green mop, we used to call mop squad. What do you call it?
What did they do?
They were nothing but the north side of town over here. That's all they did.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
It's kind of like Smash.
Smash, right. Smash. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They don't have no more Smash.
Right here. When, now, this was pretty recent, though, that they were doing it.
Because I had a meeting with them, and I told them, hey, this shit has to stop. They said, you guys are, those cops are abusing the kids again. They couldn't walk around here without being stopped and studied. Hey, if they do something, I'll back you. But if you're harassing them, hey, I'll go after you just like we did the last time. And to me, Smash is not non-existent anymore. Now they have another one. You know, the substation here?
Yeah.
The other day, the windows were broken. I'm just wondering if somebody had broken them in the morning.
The substation?
Yeah, right up here in Casa Loma. That's from Standard Brothers.
Yeah.
Went by there, now the windows are gone.
Yeah.
And to me, you know, an article came out in the paper that that the police department was going to work with the kids from the gangs. Says, no gang member is going to go with those cops.
Mm.
There's no way they are. You know, because one day they had a meeting up here at the community center, and they had they were going to go and, you know, jump on all the gang members. What good is that? Eliminate the gang members, then what happens? You leave, they come back out again.
Yeah.
You didn't solve the problem. At that time, Nelson said, well, I'm looking into ways of lifting the boxes. He says, hey, you let me know when that and I can get you help in those areas. I haven't heard a word. Also, like the pool, I've been after the city council, even after Gil. We need a pool over here on the north side of town.
Yeah.
We don't have a pool.
Yeah.
Okay? And to me, there's no pool yet. Yeah. I was talking to a guy from, you know, from Boys Club. He said that he has an ear of Jerry Lewis. He says, hey, you need a pool? I see how much of an ear you have for it. And the money's there. All they have to do is apply for it. They have every year they give them, I don't know how much money.
So why the foot dragging? Why?
Why?
So, okay, now that's the question is the answer, I guess.
Yes, it's why.
Yeah.
Would you rather have $1 million of overtime for the police department for your gang problem? So, yeah. To me, they're getting over $1 million for overtime for the gang problem. But the gang problem was created by the city. For not opening that community center and getting the things that I said from the beginning the kids wanted to do. Because we broke up the gang for 12 years. No gangs, no graffiti. Once in a while. But there was nothing. All the kids were in the community center. All the kids were working. That's what the other group actually did. So. LULAC couldn't get involved in politics. Doesn't get involved, but the another group could, as an umbrella, let another group do anything they wanted, and we did it. So, we raised all kinds of hell. You know, anytime they used to see us, but even now when they see me going to a meeting, when Rafi was here, he says, "What are you doing here? Why don't you go into that?" You see, I had a beef going with Rafi when I had the substation there at the community center. I told him, I want you out of here. And one day, the kids broke in there and tore up his office. They didn't touch nothing else except for that office. What did I tell you? I want you out of here. Those articles in the paper all the time. Said, my name was Mud on the other side of town. When Rachel was out, he didn't talk to me for a whole year. And you know, I told him, I don't want you out of here. I don't want you in here. Now, if you hire a person to be in here, a civilian, no problem. They did hire one, Bonnie. She was a black. She started to work with the kids. And they fired her. Yeah. And so how come they fired you? Because I was making leeway with the kids. And I got rid of them. Then they closed the substation.
You know, this new substation here on Orange Street, it would seem to me there'd be more, if the residents are going to feel any safer having the police right around the corner. What are your feelings on that, on the substation?
To me, it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
What good is it? What they need... They need cops that are in this area that knows all the kids. All the time. They know who, when Carter was here, when he was a lieutenant, he knew all the kids in this area. He was born and raised with them. You know, the older ones. He used to go out there, then he sent 20 cars there to send him. Just pick up somebody, come on, no problem. But the thing is, with Carlos, and you know, and to me, the group got getting the cars.
Mm-hmm.
But one day he went to another meeting. He says, "Man, I will die for that man." He says, "Uh-oh, that isn't what we wanted here." But he sold himself out. I don't know. About 3 years later, he was gone. Remember, they fired him. He was, you know, they were after him. See, we could have helped him. But only he didn't want to, you know, when he did that, he didn't want us to have him. No, that's why he got in those bars. When he said, "I will die for that man," he said, "That's it." And I told the guys, "It had nothing to do with it." Because he sold himself out to him. If he would have done his job, and, you know, anything that might come up, we could help him. Because we could put the pressure on him. But when he did that, I told him, "Uh-uh. And I get rid of him." What happened? I got rid of him. Just like his other buddy, the other cop that they hired us, the other cop, he had there, he brought him in from LA or something. He got rid of me, his best buddy, almost. Remember him? Same way, he got rid of him. At that time, we received a book of all the things that he had done. And I talked, at that time, Barbara Reardon was on the council. And they sent her a book. Same thing. And so they, "Barbara, did you read that book that they gave you?" He says, "Yes, you have to believe half of what's in there." To me, I take half truth and half lies. And anything you hear within the community, within the North Side, you know, else, but you have to believe half what's in there. What happened? Exactly what happened, what was in there, Rafe got rid of almost.
Do you think what was the official reason for getting rid of these two officers?
Well, I think they were cheating on their time card or something. Mm-hmm. The truth never did come out.
Yeah.
Exactly why they were, but this is what, you know, that they were going home and doing all this stuff, yeah, while they were on duty.
Yeah.
So, but nothing was ever, you know, confirm that. And Carlo, I haven't seen it, because one day I'm going to ask him exactly why did they get rid of him? Because to me, when Carlo said he would never the man, he says, "That's it." Because the group had enough power to keep him there. Because, you know, the feds came in, everything came in. At that time, we had the power. So, you know, a lot of things that happened in this substation, to me, it's a farce.
You know, Are there currently any groups that are similar to
nothing?
Just
none at all.
It just sort of faded away.
Well, you know, a lot of the guys who were involved in got a little burned out. So. Yeah. To me, I once in a while I throw a jab here and there to make sure that they're aware that I'm still here. But Clark and Augie have been going on for, you know, since we disbanded that, well, that, the another group was called the Concern Group now. At that time, I was, because even the university, one of the students came down and was writing a book about the another group.
Who's that?
I don't know who it was. We never found out. I think we only got one copy after she finished it. They could probably have records over there that she made up. She was writing a history of the another group, how we got started and all this stuff, because you know, I didn't get it until then afterwards, much afterwards.
Okay, let's see. Let's talk a little more about what are some of the issues that you see still dividing this community?
The North Side doesn't get anything. That's what's dividing it. This way, when they went back to at large, it killed it. I know that if Gil runs again, he's going to get elected, but he's going to get elected by the South Side vote.
Yeah. Do you think that he is essentially a South Side candidate?
Mm-hmm. When he got funding from Larson, to me, that's it.
Yeah.
You have to go along with what they need. You know, we have meetings once in a while, and one woman was there one day at the meeting, and she said, "Babe, they never come over and clean my yard or anything." And I told her, "You see your cousin right there? Go talk to him." Which girl was there? Just go to within town, you talk to him. Get up and lift. You know, things like that, just, you know, to me, one of the reasons I didn't support him was kind of that, because you see, I got him into the community center. He was working there. He was one of the kids that was starting to get ahead and said, "Okay, let's help him out, put him to work in there." And to me, you know, he hadn't been involved in anything within the community, maybe until the last. Well, he's supposed to be the head of president of the Inland Empire Impact, but they don't have that. But they're supposed to be doing for the North Side, but you don't hear them very often. All they do is give themselves rewards, and they have those fun those presentations, those things over there. I know they did. You know, last time they had something there for Esther Gomez and. The Joe Marco was there. Some of the, you know, they have done something within the communities. But to me, that organization doesn't do anything.
Do you think that it is equally important that the community itself try to maintain programs in the absence of any assistance from, you know, the recognized local government? I mean, is Northside Redlands, is the Chicano community, are they going to ever be able to pull themselves together to do the kind of work that you're talking about? The city can maybe provide the funding or get the funding, but it needs people on the inside to do the work. Is there potential here? Has it been?
Well, it can be. You know, I thought that when we went by district, we could have started rolling. This way, the persons within the district one would get to know their representative. See, a lot of the people, because I help a lot of them that aren't, they're in there. See, I've been involved with the local government for the last 20 years. I've supported, at that time was Dick Larson, and this other Larson, and the other one is gone now. See, the one I wanted to get in there was Tony Martinez against Gil. You see, the reason that Tony got hurt was beef he had with
the emergent,
the raccoon,
Chuck.
Emergent. A lot of people says, "Hey, but to me, I tell him, hey, he's going to be there like a thorn in his side. They can't do anything illegal."
Yeah.
So that's what you have to have in there, is a person that's not afraid to speak his mind. Because they have a lot of meetings that are closed, which should not be closed to the public. Oh, yeah. This is one of the things, this was what, a lot of things that took place when we filed our suit, a lot of them were doing it behind closed doors, which was all Gabachos and all from the south side. When we filed a complaint against the police department, you know who the city manager was? He was involved in that thing from the beginning, and he said, I'll support the police department. All the way, right or wrong. To me, I would say, you know, like I think when Rafi was involved in all this pull that was going on, I told Barbara and I told Lars, fire him. He's useless. When they first hired him, they told us who they want to hire, so we sent, you know, we sent our feelers out. He got back and says, you don't want him, right? That's why they're getting rid of him from over there. He said, you don't want him. He's a bad apple. Just because he knows Spanish, that's why they're bringing him. He's no good. So what did it turn out to be? He was having affairs with I don't know how many women. Because I know, because Robert Ramos was involved in the investigation that was going on at that time. And he was denied. He says, any employee of the city, if anybody like that guy that's working there in the trash, if he was doing what he was doing, he would have been fired. He says, how come you don't fire him just like anybody else? Now he's costing us money because he has to get retirement and all that money he got not too long ago.
Yeah. He got a big
to me, you should have got rid of him from the beginning. I told him right from the beginning. It's no good, get rid of him. All the problems you're having. Because they just, remember they just lawsuit against him?
Yeah.
Harassment?
Mm-hmm.
And it was under racing?
They just settled out of court on that suit.
So to me, all of that stuff could have been avoided if they had got rid of it. You know, this is some of the things that I've been, you know, working on. Which, you know, my wife didn't want me to run for city council, or else I would have. So, you know, that's...
Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about that we haven't hit on?
Well, to me, I think that, you know, the thing that still bothers me is that we need that pool on this side of town. That we have to have. And the weightlifting program and the boxing program. We contacted, the one that just demoted, Dan Rodriguez. He talked to the armory. He says, sure, you can just bring all your stuff here. And we can use the armory. Because I know they would use the stuff too, you know, weights and all of that, because they go everywhere every week or something, they have to be there.
Yeah.
So they could have been doing something, they could be using the equipment. And take care of it and everything at the same time. So. And to me, you know, at that time when he was there, I said, let's push it. See? But I left, my time was up at the recreation department. Because I used to raise hell with the chairman, being the chairman. Because I used to go through all the meetings, the park, meetings and all of this. I was involved, I attended all the meetings that they had, and I knew what was going on. So I used to raise all kinds of hell, and we used to get all the money we needed. Because when we were making the budget for the community center at that time, we used to get 10% above what we used to put in for it. Because the program was making money, they were making over $100,000 there, even at that time.
So they're able to turn money and
so you know they weren't like some of the other ones. They always losing money. Mm-hmm. We were making money, even with the program we had with the kids. Basically, maybe we might have given the money back, we'd get it back, but we were self support. We'd give the money, we might get it back, but we didn't have the problem we have with the kids now. Like the United Way, there's another one. When I first got on there, the chairman said, went up and I got, I was on the appropriation committee.
Mm-hmm.
We were visiting sites, we went up to the YMCA. I asked them, well, of all the other players were asked, I reached the same place. How many people from the other side do you have in this program? How many people each do you have there? I went to them and says, how many people from the other side do you have in your program here? And you're getting over $30,000 before, you know, they can a lot of them. You know, the first year we only got 1,200 dollars $1,200. And over there, they're getting 30, 32,000. The YMCA, the YWCA, another 20,000. He says, what are they doing for the people, for the kids from the other side of town? They can't go over there. Yeah. All the money you're getting, they're supposed to be, because, you know, to me, he says, you better start giving us more money or I'm going to start raising. I'm going to tell the people to boycott you. I told him that. I'm going to tell them to boycott you. You're not giving enough money where the money is needed. Over there, you can't. You have to join the YMCA to go in there. And it's too expensive. A lot of people that I know can afford it. It's too expensive.
Many people from the north side can't afford that.
Even some from the south side can't afford it.
Can't afford that.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, to me, this is the thing that bothered me. And to me, that's why I say that at large, you know, because to me, that at large, it's going to come up again. It's going to be a shoot foul against the city. Because I can bet you that the people from the north side go out for another Kennedy. Not going to get in there. The South Side is going to get in there. Every year, that's what they used to do. The South Side is the one that picked the candidate from the North Side. And I know what's going to happen with Gil. The South Side is going to pay him. Mm-hmm. Any votes that come from this side for any candidate that lives in this area, he's not going to make it. Mm-hmm. He made it over here at Count Tony. Nobody liked Tony. Mm-hmm. That's why Gil made it. And to me, you know, like I said, I supported Tony, which I think Gil knows that, but to me, you know, okay, you're in there, now what are you going to do? A lot of people, I hear complaints, a lot of people, that, you know, he doesn't have, not doing anything. So look at Orange Street. Yeah. Remember how they tore it up there? They weren't going to fill it up.